Okay, John, thank you sa mahabang introduction, pagpakilala sa akin. Okay. Most of you, kilala na ako syempre. I've been with you for the past 4 years. Since the birth of PCF. I've been the advisor, your advisor for the past 4 years. And this is the first youth service, and I'm happy. Ang bilis approban, hindi na dumaan sa board yan, o sa pastoral team, nagpaalam si Kevin, approve. Alam mo ang galaw ng Panginoon. No, Kev? Okay, but I initially, okay, I'll be honest, Tita has always been transparent and honest with you. I think this would be my first and last speaking here in front in a service, in a youth service. Not because I am a follower of John MacArthur. I am not. Not that I am a follower of John MacArthur. I am not. But I also read some, okay? But other commentaries say a different thing. But I am a balance of the traditional and the new generation. I am in between. So I have some traditional personal view that I prefer men to speak in the congregation, not women. But I appreciate Kevin for inviting me. Siguro in respect for my position as a youth service. So here goes. This is my, as I've said, my first and last. And this would be a very memorable message for me. I'd rather teach Bible study, talagang upo. Or I'd rather talk about, you know, problems. Okay? In a fellowship, in a small group. Labas, iyakan tayo girls. Yan, yes, yan ang gusto ko, no? Iyakan tayo girls. Boys, iyakan pa rin. Pero what, ayaw mo mga boys, ayaw ng grupo. Gusto one-on-one. Ang girls, gustong-gusto, group! Di ba? Tapos sabay-sabay. Buhos ang emosyon. And I like it. Because I'm a girl. Right? Sa campus, ganun, di ba? Bihira yung... Not unless yun ang leading nung leader. Okay? So, ang title na binigay sa akin ni Kevin. Once again, Kevin, thank you for inviting me. Okay? Ang... Bakit dyan? Ayaw mo ni John MacArthur? Gumano ka? Ah, favorite naman si John MacArthur? Okay. Si John MacArthur, ayaw niya ang babae na leader. Right? Ayaw niya. It's okay. It's okay. Hindi ako galit kay John MacArthur doon. Actually, okay lang ako doon. Ayaw ko rin ang babaeng leader lahat. Kailangan lalaki una. Kaya in this church, hindi pa pwedeng may pastora. Ako unang magsasay, no. No women pastor. Pag ayaw yung principal, gagayain ko si Pastor Clem. Pag ayaw niya yung principal na yon, alis na lang kayo. Doon sa may pastora. Okay, youth in the Bible. Kevin gave me that topic, youth in the Bible. Ang daming naging youth, ang daming youth in the Bible. Okay? Of course, yung mga nakita natin, lahat sila dumaan sa pagka-youth. Lahat ng mga Bible characters that you've read in the Bible, dumaan sa pagka-youth. But others were not mentioned, their lives were not mentioned in the Bible anymore, except for some, okay, that were mentioned. Even Jesus Christ, little has been said about his childhood and teen life. Pero mamaya, although not part of my message, I would say something about Jesus Christ on how the Bible mentioned maliit na bagay about Jesus but very heavy ang mensahe sa mga youth. Okay, example of the youth in the Bible, andyan dyan si Jeremiah, Joseph, Uriah, David, Miriam, Solomon, etc., etc. Madami yan. Hosea, Joash, Hosea, who is king at age 8 years old. Interesting. Very interesting life. Okay? But I only chose Oh, I only chose three. Miriam, at ang father and son, David and Solomon. Very common. Very popular. Okay? How God used young people in the Bible. The Old Testament is one of my favorite readings. Kadalasan, pa nagsishare ako sa mga anak ko, laging kwento ng Old Testament. Because Old Testament is really a lot of lesson learned in the Old Testament. And you will see that God is really in touch, no? Talagang with the people. He spoke directly to the people. Okay, how God used young people in the Bible and how they responded to the task that was asked them by God. Briefly, because the topic, my lesson would come from Solomon. I would mention Miriam. Who is Miriam? She is the daughter of Amram and Jochebed. Sounds familiar? No. Ito familiar na. Her brothers, Aaron and Moses. Okay. So alam nyo na, ang parents ni Aaron and Moses and Miriam. Miriam is the eldest. She's the eldest son. Ang sumunod si Aaron, ang bunso ay si Moses. Miriam was 13 years old when God used her to see Moses safely into the arms of Pharaoh's daughter when he was a baby. Remember that? Nung papatayin ng king, ang lahat ng firstborn, okay? Lahat ng firstborn papatayin because of his insecurity, okay? But sinave ng mag-ina, the mother, si Jochebed, ang kanyang anak na si Moses. Because pag panganak pa lang ni Moses, talagang ano na siya, special. Siguro cute na bata. Diba? Cute na bata. Alam mo kagad kung sino yung cute na bata. Although basically lahat ng bata cute pag pinanganak. Pero siguro, merong nakita ang nanay na special about this baby. At that time, 13 years old si Miriam, so ate siya. Sa Bible, in the Old Testament, pagdating mo ng 13, di ba sa atin 13, oops, start ng teenager. Sa kanila, 13, lalo na sa lalaki, start na yon ang kanilang manhood. They term it manhood. 13, 14, 15. Kasi nag-aasawa na sila at age 15, 16. Even earlier, 14. Okay? Ganon sa Old Testament. Miriam arranged that the real mother of the baby should be a babysitter for the baby. Ganito yung nangyari. Give me a background, okay? Ito yung itinago ni Jochebed ang kanyang baby si Moses for 3 months. Kasi baby pa na itatago pa nila. Nung lumalaki na si Moses, okay, he's growing up, he cannot hide anymore, Moses, hindi na nila makayang alagaan at baka mahuli, no? Mahuli at papatay ni si Moses. So they thought of, Jochebed thought of giving away the baby, itakas actually. Dahil silang dalawa ang mag-ina, okay, hindi na mention ng father ni Moses dito in the Bible, gumawa sila ng, what's that? Parang maliit na lalagyan, crib, okay? Of course, that's made of trees. So gumawa silang mag-ina. Just a thought, okay? Just a thought. Hindi mo pa pwedeng iwan ng baby mag-isa. Delikado. Pag umiyak ang baby, may dumada ang sundalo, patay yun. So one has to take care. So Miriam is the one who was assigned to gather all the leaves na kakamitin sa paggawa ng kuna. Miriam, siya ang on the lookout. Si Miriam ang tigatakas. At remember, takot, may takot nung panahon na yan. Kasi suspicious ang mga alagad ng Pharaoh. Okay, so kukuha siya, lalabas, babalik, gagawa ng kuna, secretly. Imagine nyo yung takot, pag tuwing iiyak yung bata, kailangan patahanin ka agad, hindi pwedeng malakas. Kailangan, shh, so they are both mother and daughter are living in that time in fear. And as a 13 years old, and me bilang mother, a very protective mother, syempre, ang hirap mong ituro sa bata na, anak, ganito ha, ganito kailangan, ganito, ganito, alista ka, pag may gwardiya tingin ka, tago mo yung baby natin. This is, you know, my mind keeps on running nung binabasa ko. This is reality nung panahon na yon. And I want you to feel it. This is not just simply reading the story. You put yourself in the shoes of Miriam. At ako bilang nanay, alam ko yung feeling na, oo, nakasama mo anak mo. O anak, ganito gagawin natin ha. Ganito, 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 ganyan na. Oo. So look at the yung ginawa ni Miriam at a very young age, 13, na sana siya ay naglalaro sa kapitbahay. By the way, normal lives naman, ano? Normal lives sila doon. Ang teenager doon, naglalaro naman sila. Nag-aaral sila, they study, they went to school, they study, and they play. Okay? Like the normal kids. Okay, so what did we learn doon sa ginawa ni Miriam? Si Miriam, nung binigay yung mother, niligay na sa kuna, niligay sa river, Nile River. And, nung nilagay ng nanay na sa Nile River, si Miriam, if you're going to imagine more, sabi sa Bible, she looked out at the baby. Ibig sabihin, binantayan niya. So habang binabantayan niya yan, hinahabol niya, remember, river, agos yun. At the back of your mind, takot ka. Baka mamaya may sundalong tumitingin sa'yo. So, takbo siya. Sinusugdan niya yung kuna. Kasi alam niya, banda ron, ando doon ang anak ni Pharaoh. So, sunod siya. Sunod siya. Siyempre, habang sumusunod siya, tingin siya. Kailangan wala makakita. Okay? So, nakuha, in short, to cut the story short, nakuha yung baby. Nakuha ng baby. Lumapit siya. Lumapit siya doon nung nakuha yung baby. At sinabi ng daughter ni Pharaoh, ng princess, na kailangan ng mag-aalaga. And look, gaano kabilis siya mag-isip at the age of 13. She arranged, ay, ako po, meron po akong kilala, pwede po mag-alaga sa baby. Ang bilis, ano? Kasi naisip ni Miriam na papaalaga niya sa mami niya para at least kasama pa rin nila. Dahil alam niya how breaking it is sa puso ng nanay na malayo ang baby, ang bata sa anak niya, sa ano niya, sa feeling niya. So naisip ni Miriam lahat 'yon. At age 13. So what can we learn from Miriam? Maki. Okay. Miriam, according to commentaries, binigyan nila si Miriam ng brand name na the young helper of God. Okay? She's considered the young helper of God. She is an obedient daughter. Diba? Kasi yung teenage niya, 13, umikot na doon sa pagbantay kay Moses. Diba? Next. She is a protective sister. She takes care of her younger brother. She's a brave and smart girl. Smart. Di mo, naisip niya yun. Nagawa niya yun. Gumawa siya ng paraan. Di ba? Nagsuggest siya sa princess. If you are in front of a princess, ang princess katapat niyan siguro, walang anak si Noynoy Aquino, siguro si Chris Aquino na lang. Siguro kung katabi mo si Chris Aquino, magsasuggest ka sa taray ni Chris Aquino, make sure tama suggestion mo. Diba? So nagsuggest siya. And she's so smart in suggesting. Hindi siya nag-ano doon. Nag-falter. Okay? She was what? Competent. She did a good job. Miriam did a good job sa task na binigay ng Panginoon sa kanya. Okay? So, this is Miriam. She played a big role. A 13-year-old girl is part of the history of Exodus, of the Bible. Now, David. Tita, kilala na namin si David. Okay. From Sunday school. Di ba? From Sunday school. Who is David? David is the youngest of the 7 sons of Jesse. Kanina natawa nga ako sa message ni Pastor, hindi ko namang alam yun. So natakal din niya, di ba, about Jesse, about David, Solomon. Okay, David is the youngest of the 7 sons of Jesse. He is a very good shepherd, faithfully looking after his sheep. Okay. David was happy with what he was doing that time. Hindi ito pilit na trabaho. He loves animals. He loves the sheep. So David was happy doing that. And you know what? At hindi lang ito nagbabantay. Sometimes when you are given a task, even in school or at home, bantayan mo yung kapatid mo. Opo, nanay, bantayan ko. Sige, kung bahala sa kanya. At habang binabantayan, nakumuha ka ng earphone, nakinig ka ng music, and everything. Di ba? Binabantayan mo, nakikita mo, but half, hindi ka wholeheartedly focused dun sa binabantayan mo. Or basta may pinagawa sa iyo ang mami mo, o kunin mo yung ano, yung may kukunin kang package doon sa bahay. May kukunin kang package, tapos dalhin mo sa bahay. May kinuha siyang package. May inabot na package, hindi yun yung package. Hindi ito yung package. Sabi niya, pumunta ako doon, binigay niya. Binigay niya yung package. Ito na yung binigay ko sa iyo, mami. But this is not the one. Simply because, nung kinuha mo yung package, hindi mo chinek kung yun talaga ang laman ng package. So, ibinigay mo sa nanay mo, the heart is not there. Kuha niyo? The heart is not there. Kung nasa loob mo talaga yung pagsunod na kailangan makuha mo yung package, make sure the package is right. So what? You double check? You open? This is it. Okay. Mami, eto na. Chinek ko na yan. Okay na yan. Kaya may mga issues sa bahay sometimes na, bakit hindi mo ganito? Bakit mali? Bakit ganyan? Because the heart is not 100 there. 100 there. Si David, he loves animals. So imagine, hindi lang siya nagbabantay. Nagbabantay siya, imagine again. Run into your imagination, no? Yung isang field na puro sheep. Bilang niya yung sheep. Dapat alam yung sheep mo, bilang yon. May umalis. O kaya may dumaan na bear. At mayroon napapala yung sheep. Anong gagawin ni David? May bear eh. Bayaan mo na. Kakainin ng bear eh. Wag na. Bayaan mo na. Ang dami namang sheep dyan eh. Di ba? That is how, sabi nila, youth work now. But David, kung 1,000 sheep yan, at may isang sheep na astray, at may parating na bear, what do you think David will do? Huh? What do you think David will do? Iiwanan niya yung 999 sandali. Pupuntahan, hahabulin niya yung bear, at kukunin niya yung sheep niya. Kailangan niya masave ang life. Ganon ka-importante kay David, ang kanyang ginagawa. Hindi yung, biyaan mo na, mayaman naman si daddy, ano ba naman yung isa? Meron naman kami pambili pa ulit. May pambili naman si daddy ng isa pang sheep, kumakain naman siya. Bakit ko i-risk ang buhay ko? Logic, di ba? Isang ganyan ang mga bata logic ganyan eh. Like, okay na mawala yan. Madali naman paltan ni daddy. May pera naman si daddy. Paltan, bili ng sheep. But David doesn't think that way. David doesn't think that way. Lumalaban siya, pinaglalaban niya ng patayan ang kukuha ng sheep. Okay? And through that, because of that, by the way, anak ko yun. That's my daughter. Okay. And through that, na-exercise si David. That's why David is what? He is strong. He is strong because na-stretch ang muscle niya sa kakahabol sa mga lions, sa mga tigers, sa mga bears, na nag-i-stretch ang kanyang mga muscles. Eh kung araw-araw niyang pinapakain ng grass, which is talagang yun talaga ang nangyayari, hindi mo naman pwedeng hindi pakainin. So araw-araw niyang ginagawa at araw-araw maaaring David is in a battlefield with the bears and the lions and any kinds of animals who's going to prey the sheep. Ka-imaginin mo, David then, how old was David then? Mga 14. At your age, meron na ba kayong kinalaban na lion? Wala pa. Okay, bear na lang, bear. May kinalaban na ba mga boys dito na bear? Wala pa. So no one, okay, could say. Okay? So, we would see, malakas si David. Malakas si David. What else? Astig, ah. Okay ba? Astig. Lumalaban sa mga leon eh. Astig, di ba? Pero, the soft side of David, he liked to sing and play music on his harp. Nagpe-praise and worship si David. He likes to sing. He likes to play the harp. Musician. Siguro habang binabantayan niya, inaawitan niya yung mga nagpe-play siya ng harp, nadidinig ng mga sheep. And the sheep responds to that song. Diba? Psychologically, iba ang effect ng music sa tao. Especially sa mga in all age group pa. In all age group. Pag mahilig ka sa soft, medyo kalmado ang personality. Pag medyo mahilig sa alam mo na ang mga itsura nun. Yung mga pag nakita mo, para din mga ganyan. Di ba? Parang mga ganyan, ang mga buhok, ang mga kwintas, mga rock, metallic rock. I don't have anything against it except make sure that they will confirm to me that God is happy hearing that music. Okay, that I will ask. Okay? So David liked to sing and play music on his harp. God sent prophet Samuel to anoint David as the future king. Remember, God asked Samuel to go to the house of Jesse dahil andoon ang future king while Saul is the existing king na ang papalit ay si David. However, hindi alam ni Jesse, the father, this is a long story. Hindi alam ni Jesse na ang tinutukoy pala ni Samuel ay yung bunso, David. Kasi ang tingin ni Jesse, dahil mas matured na yung mga lalaki, mas malalaki katawan, mas pwedeng maging king. Pero hindi nila, wala sa isip ni Jesse na God wants the youngest. The youngest at saka tipong mas maliit compared sa mga kuya niya. So this was done in secret. Sikreto yan. Walang hindi yan announce. Only doon sa family ni David. Kasi si Saul pa rin ang hari that time. Ayaw umalis ni Haring Saul. Parang si Gaddafi, ayaw umalis. Ha? Ayaw umalis. Makikipagpatayan, siya pa rin ang hari. Okay? So, ganun din si Saul. David became the chief music and armor bearer. Why? Because when David was just a young man, that Saul was king, Saul became sick. Nagkasakit si Saul. And was tormented by an evil spirit. Parang possessed. Okay? Parang na-possess siya. They decided music might soothe him. Kakalmahin. Paalisin yung bad spirit to the music. So David played his harp for the king. The sound of the harp was soft and soothing. Thus David found favor with Saul, for his music refreshed him. The evil spirit departed from him and he felt well again. So gumaling si Haring David. Ay, si Haring Saul. So nagustuhan siya ni Haring Saul at ginawa siyang chief musician and armor bearer, not knowing that he is the next king. Di ba? Kasi kung alam ni Saul yon, hindi niya kukunin yan. Alam niyo naman ang insecurity ng mga hari. Gusto nila sila lang. Ayaw nilang kumuha ng somebody nang papalit sa kanila. On the side. Don't be leaders, don't be like that. Kung meron kayong kilala na mas matalino sa inyo, go. Sometimes, ito ang problema ng mga leaders. Pag nakakakita na sila ng mas magagamit ng Panginoon at mas magaling sa kanila, they feel insecure. They feel insecure. That true leader knows when to step out in due time. Because God will use him sa ibang paraan. Okay? So, kaya yun ang nangyari. Okay. May isang okasyon na pinag-uusapan yon na inaaway sila ni Goliath. Kinakalaban sila nung kalaban nila. So, narinig ni David. David insists that he can defeat Goliath. Remember, a young boy. Why do you think he insists na siya ang lalaban kay Goliath? Such brave man or such brave boy. Simple. Alam ni David how big Goliath was, di ba? Malaki talaga si Goliath. Alam niya yun. Kita niya yun eh. At alam niya, dun sa lugar nila, marami nang kumalaban kay Goliath and yet, marami nang pinabaksak si Goliath. How come he still insisted? Because David saw the problem. He faced his own limitations. Okay? Realistic siya. And you know what he did? Ask God for help. I know my limitations. Okay? I have the will. Sometimes yun importante. The will, the heart, and the will. Okay? We all have our limitations. No one is perfect here. No one can say, I am very good in everything. Okay? So, David, he looked at the problem. Lord, malaki. Maliit ako. Parang ganito lang yan. Parang si John, si Goliath. Tapos, si Luis. Yan. Ganyan. Ganyan ang senaryo. Okay. So, ipagtabi nyo nga, imagine nyo nga si John, si Kuya John, at saka si Luis. Ganon na ganon ang itsura ni David at saka ni Goliath. Okay? Isang mukha pa lang na hindi ngumingiti. Diba? Total small group naman to dyan eh. Konti lang naman ng bisita. Oo. Si John, wag lang ngumiti. Nakakatakot na eh. Diba? Oo daw. Okay. Oo, diba? Yun pa lang, dating pa lang, nakakatakot na eh. Di lalo na pag battle na. But David did not back out. He know his own limitations. Lord, this is my problem. He is so big. And maliban doon, I don't know how to use the sword. What else? All the armors, shield. Hindi niya kaya. Kasi boy nga siya eh. 14 years old lang siya. He knows the problem, he knows his limitation, but ito sekreto niya. He asks God for help. Maki. Okay. So, dahil realistic si David, ano, saan siya magaling? Slingshot. So, he used his skill in using that slingshot and David, a Goliath, was killed. Story end. So, what can we learn from David? Commentaries mention that he is the young warrior of God. He is hardworking and passionate as a shepherd. Kung ano yung task na binigay sa kanya, he worked hard for that. And he's passionate. Youth, anong task ang binigay sa inyo ng Panginoon? at your age, are you working hard for it? Are you passionate doing that? Next, David is brave and courageous. Patapang. Ngayon, ang mga boys, matatapang ba? Yung mga youth lang. Sige, mga youth. Matatapang ba mga youth ngayon? Yes. Is that right? Yes. Matatapang. Yes. Yes. Okay. David is confident because he trusts God. Sa mga away-away. You know, boys, but not Christian boys, ah. I believe. Sa mga boys, di ba, lalo na pag-college, usong-uso yung pag-asar eh, pag nagkainitan eh, kulang na lang, konting provoke na lang. Anong next step? Ang mga babae, irapan, dead ma. Di ba, ganun ang mga girls, pag nag-aaway, irapan, dead ma. Tapos, kuha na sariling grupo, hiwalay doon sa kabilang grupo, yun ang kailang mga psych war. Di ba? Ganyan ang mga psych war ng mga girls. Pero mga boys, paano ang psych war? Hindi, ang boys hindi naman may sa ganyong-ganon. Yes. Una, actually, hindi naman. Hindi naman kagad. Hindi naman salpakan kagad. Oo, titigan muna. Oo. Titigan muna yan. Okay, ngayon, ito na. Ito yan. Dadaan. Lalakad. Pag nalakad yan, nyari, ito ako. Tapos ito yung kainisan ko. Lalakad yan, medyo i-extend ng konti yung kamay. Ah, di ba? Ganyan yan eh. Ah, oo, pare. Oo. Ah, di ba? Di na, nasiko niya na yon, nakalabit. Ngayon, kung busy siya, hindi imamind. Pero nasiko mo kahit papano, di ba? Nakaisa ka. Ang impurado doon, nakaisa ka eh. Di ba, mga boys, kailangan nakaisa ka. Okay. No, nasiko mo, eto ngayon, naramdaman. Naramdaman. Anong sabi nung, ano? Gaganon yung lalaki. Pare, nakakatama ka. Ah, sorry, pare. Sobra ka. Sorry nga eh. Sorry na nga eh. Ano bang gusto mo? Ah, yun na yon. Yun na umpisa. Okay. Yan. Yun na. Yung pala, anong gusto mo? Gimmick? Gusto mo? Yung pala gusto niya, gimmick tayo. Okay. Next. Maki. Maki. Okay na, yan. So, guys, si David maintain a cool head. Hindi mainit. Ha? Why did I say, di ba? Remember, si David, siya lalaban kay Goliath. Ano naman alam ni David, ang liit-liit niyan, bata-bata pa niyan. Hindi naman siya skilled, hindi naman siya warrior. He is only a shepherd. Yan, he is only a shepherd. Okay? So he maintained a cool head, hindi siya napikon. Okay, guys. Diyan kayo medyo, yan ang inyong misang Waterloo. No? Maintaining a cool head. Pag sinabing, ikaw naman, hindi ka nag-iisip. Pag shoot mo, dito eksena, dapat dun mo sinalo, ganyan. Hindi ka nag-iisip. Di ba? Lalo, yung mga LA Lakers na yan, talaga, misan, iyayabang, hindi nag-iisip. Ha? Hindi nag-iisip. Mga ganyan, di ba? Pag ginanon ka, nakakalalaki, di ba? Nakainsulto. Sige nga, ikaw nga doon. O, di ba? Ikaw. Sige, doon ka. Ganyan pa yan. Ano gusto mo? Ikaw. O, tapos, may itang ulo mo. But David heard all the panlalait. But he maintained a cool head. Mga youth na lalaki, this is one trait that you have to learn. Maintain a cool head. Okay? Next. David is an out-of-the-box thinker. strategists. If you are David, tuwagin ko, Jed, labanan mo nga si Jan. Ha? Jed, labanan mo si Jan. Paano mo mapapatumba si Jan? Siyempre, iisip ka. Paano mo mapapatumba si Jan? Okay, we have guests coming in. Sige, habang may umuupo ang mga guests, iinom ako ulit. Okay, paano mo mapapa? He is an out-of-the-box thinker. Hindi yung tradisyon. Pwede naman yung sabihin, oo, no, malaki nga, no, so kailangan ko ng sword. Kailangan ito. Kailangan to daling ko para pag tinamaan, masakit. Di ba? That's what you call the box thinking. Traditional. The traditional thinking. Okay? So meaning, siya, out of the box. Hindi, slingshot ko lang gagamitin ko, mamamatay na yan. Kasi, una, titirahin ko siya doon sa dito. Sasaktuhin ko. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng tirahin sa katawan, malaki. So kailangan pag unang sapok niya, kagad. Tama. Di ba? Okay, so an out-of-the-box thinker, David is a strategist. Okay? David is a strategist. Next, and the last one, Solomon. Solomon, dito magre-revolve ang ating lesson, yung ating biblical scripture reading kanina. Who is Solomon? Kanina binanggit ni Pastor, he is the son of King David and his mother is Bathsheba. Sa dinami-dami ng anak ni David, si Solomon ang pinili niyang maging hari next to him. He became king at a young age. Ay, ito na naman. Sabi ko sa inyo, paborito ng Bible ang mga age 12, 13, 14, 15. Yun ang mga favorite nila. He became king at a young age, maybe 14 or 15 years old. Si Solomon. He realized that he lacked the wisdom that was needed to lead people of God, and so he has an encounter with God and asked the Lord for wisdom to rule his people. Again, Solomon is also a thinker. At his age, and being a king, is not easy. Okay, it's not easy. So, he knows. Okay, meron naman siyang realization. Hindi ko kaya. Kahit anak ko si David, kahit ako ay father ko si King David, hindi ko kaya at a young age. So, he realized, he lacked the wisdom, so he asked God, he prayed to God. He made an encounter, close encounter with God, and asked the Lord for wisdom to rule his people. God not only blesses Solomon with wisdom, but also with wealth, peace, and prosperity. How nice, di ba? How great. Dumaating na ba sa buhay ninyo na minsan may isa lang kayong hinihingi sa Panginoon? And yet, meron pa siyang binigay na plus, add on. Because God knows what you need. More than sa alam mo. God knows everything in you. Kaya pinapansin mo siya, kaya hindi ngayon, mahal ka ng Panginoon, kagaya ng sinabi sa kanta ni Nikki, only God cares truly for you. Nobody else. Even your greatest of the best friends, BFF, whatever you call. Even your confidant, surely God knows you better than anybody else. So God not only blesses Solomon with wisdom, but also with wealth, peace, and prosperity. King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth wisdom. In 1 Kings 10:24, the whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom God had put in his heart. Remember, 14:15, humingi siya ng wisdom. So binigay ng Panginoon as he grows in his youth. Remember, Every day na tumatanda siya, may kina-accomplish siya. In-apply naman niya yung kanyang binigay ng Panginoon. Di ba? May, pag may hiningi ka sa Panginoon, naturally, yung hiningi mo, gagamitin mo. Was there a time in your life na may hiningi ka sa Panginoon and binaliwala mo yung hingi niya? Think about it. Have you prayed one time in your heart? Lord, bigay mo sa akin to, Lord. Pag binigay mo to, Lord, sa akin na ito, gagawin ko para sa'yo. Have you made a promise to God? Lord, talaga, pag naging leader ako, magsisipag ako, a-attend ako, ganto, ganto, ganto. Eto na, ginawan leader. Eh, Lord, kasi, ang dami kong assignment. Mga subject ko, ang hihirap. Hindi, wala akong panahon, Panginoon eh. Diba? Ang dami kong ginagawa. Masyado maraming paperworks, Panginoon. Humingi ka ng pamatrikula. Lord, exam na namin. Wala pa kaming pambayad. Bigyan mo naman kami, Lord. Binigay na, Lord. Yung iba, binayad naman. Yung iba, nung nakita yung pera, dalawang isip. Sabi, o pare, pare, alis tayo. E pupunta ka na sa cashier eh. Papunta ka na ng cashier. Okay, eh nadaanan mo yung mga barkada. Para saan punta? Ay, may gimmick kami doon. Alam mo ba, may bagong ano doon, game doon. Sa computer, naku, maganda yun. Kung wala pa namang pera, sakto lang itong pambayad ng matrikula. Hindi, yan lang muna bayaran mo, kalahati lang. Pwede na yan. Baka kakuha ka rin ng exam. And true, you ask for a tuition fee, and yet, hindi mo binayad. Or iba, konti lang ang binayad mo. Because you forgot. When you ask something from the Lord, you have to deliver it. I hope wala sa atin ang ganito. What else? Solomon has a record of great achievement. Wealth and prosperity indeed. Okay? He had built a temple of unsurpassed beauty, exquisite homes with pools, garden, etc. At least 20 years were spent in architectural dreams. Hannah, can you read that passage, please?
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 4 to 8. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groves or flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired men and women singers and a harem as well, the delights of the heart of man.
Mga na-accomplish ni ano ni Solomon, dami no, palaces, temples, resorts, houses, vineyards, slaves, amass wealth talaga. After the temple was completed, on the side again, bakit very important sa new old, sa Old Testament ang temple? Have you noticed that ang kanilang project lagi is to rebuild a temple? Lagi sila sa ano, building fund. Yun ang kanilang laging project, temple. Why? Because the Lord said in Exodus, always build me a temple. Build an altar. Build a temple where I can see you and hear your prayers. Go to the temple. I will speak to you to the temple. Gather all the believers to the temple. So mahalaga sa Panginoon, temple. Kaya sila doon paagandahan ng temple, palakihan ng temple. Walang lalaki sa ginawa ni Solomon na temple. The biggest temple ever. So after the temple was completed, Solomon engaged in numerous other projects. Yung sinabi ni Hannah. Di ba? Yun ang sinabi ni Hannah. These are all material things. Solomon accumulated vast wealth from many nations. Hindi lang sa neighboring, ha? Extended nations, talagang ganun ka-super yaman. Super yaman si Solomon. It was the Israel's golden age. The peak ng kanilang ng kaharian at ng kanilang dami ng yaman. Number three, people of Israel enjoyed high security and peace. No wars. Wala sa record ni Solomon during his reign na siya ay may gera. 40 years reign. Wala. Siya lang. Lahat may gera na. At lalong napakaraming gera na dinaanan ng kanyang amang si David. Si David, punong-puno ng gera. Anak niya, walang gera. Okay. However, Solomon's end was far different from his beginning. His ending resulted in the fall of his kingdom. The same reasons that many years later, his temple also fell. Okay. Solomon was great. Pinaka-famous na king. Siguro kung sa atin, pinaka-famous na king, si Obama. Kasi US eh. No? So, si Obama, the famous, the king, the president of all presidents. Okay? Sino pa? Mayaman na country. Pero kasi ang US ngayon, hindi na ganun kayaman. Okay? Naghihirap na rin siya. Kahit papano, konti. Okay? Pero kumpara sa atin, saksakan pa rin nila ng yaman. Okay? So, the great king, okay? The richest country, the richest nation, very powerful, lahat na kay Solomon. Wow! What a success! And he used yung wisdom na ginamit ng Panginoon sa kanya while he was a growing man. While he was a growing man, accumulated in 20 years. So from 14 plus 20, 24. 14 plus 20, 34. At the age 34, an accomplished man. An accomplished man, isn't it? Now, however, sad ending. Why? Why sad ending? There were four specific areas in Solomon's life. Number one, material attraction. He had so much, but he wanted more. Sabi nga sa Ecclesiastes 2:4-8, he had an addiction to more things, but not more time with his God and walking in his ways. Masyadong nasarapan sa dami ng pera. So, he wants more and more and more and more money. That is one of the fall. Okay? Kung bakit na-erode ang buhay ni Solomon and it went to waste. Number two, Solomon has relational destruction. What do you mean by relational destruction? Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married his daughter of different faith. Iba ang Diyos nung asawa ni Pharaoh. He brought her to the city of David until he finished building his palace and the temple of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. Solomon's marriage with Pharaoh's daughter was an union of two nations, not of two people in love. It was a what? A fixed marriage. Pag nagpakasal kayo, always, two things. Yun ang sabi ng Panginoon. Pangalawa, mahal mo. At pag sinabi ng Panginoon, ito ang babae sa'yo, siguro even if you don't love her, God will plant love in the heart. Kaya mga lalaki, kung matagal na kayong nagpaparinig sa babae na gusto nyo, you ask God. Because God is the only, okay? He's the only one who can help you dun sa desire ng puso mo, hindi ikaw. You will do some efforts, fine. Kailangan yon. You will do some efforts. But when you want somebody, you ask God first. Not only the boys, not only you guys, but also, of course, the girls. You pray for that man. Isha, type ko talaga siya kasi nasa standard ko. Yung standard ko. Ha? Yung standard ko. Ito gusto ko, ito gusto ko, ito gusto ko. Walang problema, tama naman na may standard. Di ba? Para maging benchmark mo yon. But is that the standard that God wants to give you? You have to ask God. Don't be like Solomon. Maraming pera, anak ng Pharaoh. Mayaman, ito na lang. Ha? Anak, huwag kang kukuha ng walang pera. Ha? Kailangan mayaman. Ayaw ni Lord. Ha? Next. There was a compromise of God's word. Kevin, I asked, can you please read Deuteronomy 7:1-11, loud. Okay. Ang klaro-klaro na instruction ng Panginoon. But outrightly, Solomon did not obey God. Although may conviction, may ginawa siya na sinunod. Pero isa lang yun. Among sa marami na hindi ginawa ni Solomon. Okay? Number three. Do you know that Solomon is an addict? Sexual addiction. Number three. Why? Because he is so famous and he is what? Okay? He is mighty and he's rich. Solomon not only had Pharaoh's daughter as a wife, he indulged himself in a harem unequaled in the ancient Near East. It was his unrestrained preoccupation with sex that ultimately led him away from God as he acquired 700 wives and 300 concubines. Now, granting iba ang calendar noon sa calendar ngayon. Ang calendar ngayon is 365 days. If you have a wife, one night for one wife, 700 wives. How do you do it for one whole year? So hindi lang siya every day. Baka mamaya, morning, evening, morning, noon, and evening. He's so addicted to sex. Okay? He's so addicted to sex. For biblical infraction, that isa to sa mga fall ni Solomon. Involvement with idolatry. With the introduction of more foreign wives. Siyempre, ang dami niyang wives. Iba-iba ang faith and religion. Ang nangyari, kung ano yung belief nung kanyang wife, he made a compromise. Ah, han, dito ako sa God na to, ha, kasi itong ang aturo sa amin. Ah, sasabihin naman ni Solomon, sige, go ahead. Tapos sabi na isang wife, ito na naman. So lahat ng mga gods in-entertain ni Solomon, which is wrong. Only one God. For all you know, sumama ka naman sa akin, samahan mo naman ako. Eh syempre, love na love mo yung wife mo, sasamahan mo. Guys, this is your Waterloo again. Girls. Na pag nilambing na kayo, samahan mo naman ako. Ah, dito naman tayo pumunta. Lalo na pag may pahawak-hawak pa, samahan mo na ako. Di ba? Pag hinawakan ni kamay nyo, ang braso nyo, sige na, samahan mo na ako. Ikaw, kayo naman, okay, sasamahan na kita. Kasi hindi mo matanggal yung kamay. Kasi nasarapan ka na, you know? Yan ang weakness sa mga boys. So boys, please, okay? Be self-controlled. So, sa atin, o hindi naman sila magkakaroon ng 700 wives. Dalawa nga lang, hirap pa sila eh. 700 pa. Di ba? Dalawa lang, hindi nyo kaya. 700 pa. Okay. But, ang point dito is, do not get somebody who is not of the same faith. That is a rule and that is a no-no sa Panginoon. You get somebody who is of the same faith. I-evangelize, luma na yon. Lumang style na yon. Yayayain ko sa church para maging Christian. Wrong motive ka pa. Okay? Wrong motive. So yan ang mga ginawa ni Solomon. Now, as wise as Solomon was toward others, he surely did not apply the wisdom to his own life. Maybe he felt he was too wise to heed the words of God. He disobeyed God's word, fell into sin, and lived most of his life in a backslidden condition, trying to satisfy himself, his ego, his flesh. So, nawala na si Lord sa buhay niya. Hindi na part. Kaya nagka-discarrel siya sa kanyang buhay. Ang sinatisfy niya sarili niya, his ego, the most intelligent, the most what? The most, the richest. And he satisfied his flesh with women. Solomon did not listen and apply to the words of his father David prior to his reign as king in 1 Chronicles 28:9. Everybody read. Anong sabi? Anong sabi ni David? You please everyone. Read, and you, 1, 2, 3. Yes. Yan ang last words ng father niyang si David. Yan ang last words ng father niya si David kay Solomon. But did he listen to his father? No. He did not listen to his father. He did not listen to his father's wisdom. Sometimes yun ang ating problema. Minsan marunong pa tayo sa ating mga magulang. Mas magaling tayo. Eh tita, hindi naman nga nakatapos ng college yung mami ko eh. Eh ako nakatapos. Nonetheless, intelligence is different from wisdom. Experience is different from academics. Okay? Ang experience ng isang magulang ay kakaiba sa mga nabasa ninyong mga okay, mga malalalim na aral sa inyong mga subjects. You cannot surpass the knowledge of your parents. Solomon calls himself a preacher. Kaya ang Ecclesiastes ginawa niya. Because he was so desperate na wala nangyari sa lahat ng ginawa niya. Wala. He finds it all. Yung favorite ni Solomon, vanities, vanities, vanities. All are vanities. Wala. Empty. Sa dinami-dami ng girls niya, syempre iba-iba lahat yung maganda. Sa dinami-dami ng yaman niya, wala. There's no meaning. So, he created Ecclesiastes. Ang ibig sabihin ng Ecclesiastes, one who calls an assembly, that Solomon is calling us to listen and heed his words. Thus, ito ang, I want to end my message in a minute or two. Ito ang ating verse na kailangan nating aralin at isa puso natin. Ang sabi ni Solomon, paalala niya sa inyo based on sa experience niya. Everybody, read loud. Yes. Mga youth, mga anak ko, sa lahat ng mga ginagawa nyo, mga pag-aaral nyo, okay, mga pag-aaral ninyo and everything, you should always remember your Creator na dapat siya ay part siya ng buhay ninyo. Remember your Creator. Even sa mga lahat ng gimmick ninyo, lahat ng lakad ninyo, lahat ng kaibigan ninyo, Everything. Solomon in his experience. Magsasawa din kayo. Magbo-board din kayo. Diba? Kayo mga kabataan. Asa si Julius? Julius? Diba sabi ni Solomon? Ika Julius. Julius, halika. Julius, halika, Julius. Tugtugan mo nga yung, ano ba yung gusto nila? Yung, kasi ang mga kabataan ngayon, di ba, mga songs lagi parang lonely, alone, alone, no friend, ano pa ba yun? May isang song ni, ano nga yun, si One Republic by One Republic Secrets, si Tedder, Ryan Tedder. Ryan Tedder, you know that? You know that song? Yung ano lang, few lines. Sige. You know that song? You don't know? I need another story. You know, hindi kasi ako singer eh. The lyrics is something to get off my chest. My life gets boring. You do not know that music. It's a very nice tune. Okay. The reason why I called Julius is because Julius, ang mga kabataan ngayon, sometimes sa dami-dami ng abala sa buhay, at the end they still find themselves bored. Bored. Gusto, I don't know this youth, there are so many things in life, ang dami, computers, may mga games, lahat ng games, okay, rock band, what you call this, yung games ng mga away-away sa computer, Toda, yung mga kanyan, Toda, di ba? Ay, Toda! Ano yan? Dota, sorry ah. But I'm near to it, Dota. Okay, Dota. You have many things going on right now. But most of the songs na naririnig ko, especially that song, ang ganda ng tune niyan eh. Okay, that's titled Secrets by One Republic. Si Ryan Tedder. Mas alam ko pa yan. Guys, hindi nyo alam si Ryan Tedder. Oh my goodness. Ha? Pakinggan nyo, ang ganda yung kanyang lyrics. Very simple. This is the voice of the youth today. They find their lives boring. It's boring. Okay? So pareho ni Solomon, it's all vanities. In your life, it's all boring. After all, lahat ng mga technology, it's still boring. Ang sabi doon, remember. When you say remember, not just think. When you remember the birthday of someone you like. Pag kayo, or you remember a birthday of your best friend, ano ginagawa nyo? Na-remember ko. Basta naalala ko. Di ba? What do you do? Te-text mo siya, bibigyan mo siya regalo, bibili ka, pupunta mo sa bahay, makikita kayo, etc. You express the word remember. Uy, alam mo, friend, naalala kita. Di ba? Friend, naalala kita, birthday mo eh. Oo nga, hindi mo naman ako binati eh. So, baliwala ang word na remember. Di ba? It's useless. The word remember never exists. Kahit na na-remember mo dito, pag walang remember, needs, ang ibig sabihin is you have to pay attention to. You have to consider with the intention of obeying. Yun ang sabi sa Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember, sabi ni Solomon, remember. Such a powerful word. Remember means you pay attention. You consider it and you obey. Remember is obeying. Youth is the time to find God. Isn't it? Youth is the time to find God. Not when you are in grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. Although pwede. Pero pagdating mo ng 13, youth, somehow nakakaisip ka na. And that is the time that you should know your God. This is the time that you should spend time with God. Thus Solomon is calling us to listen and heed his words. The things he has found through his lifelong endeavor to find the meaning of life, he considered everything as vanity. Empty, futile, no substance, no significance. Such a waste. Why? Because, everybody read. Yes. That is the problem of Solomon. So guys, remember God in your youth. Do not exclude Him. Describe a time when you were given the opportunity to do something important. How did you feel? And how did you do it? Remember the time that you were given a task to do. An important task. How do you feel about it? Is God part of your daily life as the son and daughter of your parents? Is God part of your daily school life? Is God part of your relationship with your friends, boyfriends, or girlfriends? Is God part of kilig? Is part God of kilig moment? And if not, I think you have to go back to Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember God. Youth, as I end, marami kayong pinagkakaabalahan. But please do not neglect the most important one. God should always be part of it. Your parents are instrument also of God. Your parents are being used by God. Have you thought, nung buhay ni Jesus, and I will mention this, magsi lang. Jesus, although konti lang ang sinabi sa kanya nung youth siya, kailan siya umalis ng bahay to do the ministry? At what age? Youth, at what age? Yes, Kevin. 30. So from 12 mula sa temple, hanggang 30, he stayed with his parents. Di ba pwede naman niya sabihin sa Panginoon, God, ang dami kang trabaho sa labas. Hot na ako. Kailangan ko na mag-evangelize. Anong gagawin ko dito sa bahay? Alam mo, anak mo ako, I'm not trained, you know? Ang training ko iba sa kanila. But why do I have to stay here at my father's house? Why do I have to wait 30 years and spent only 3 years in ministry and die? Have you thought of that? Because God knows, you are mighty, you are my son. You are both God and you are both man. You obey your parents and stay with there. Stay with them. Imagine yung damdamin na carpenter. Mas magaling ako dito. Carpenter, gawa ng mga, furniture. Hello? He is the God. He is more intelligent than Solomon, than anybody else. But, anak, sundin mo na yung stepfather mo at magulang mo. Mag-carpenter ka. I will tell you when to leave your parents. At age 30, you leave. You go to ministry. That is my plan. And God, and Jesus Christ followed God. In His goodness, He obeyed God. Is God part of your life? Let's listen to this. Will you please read, everybody? If, 1, 2, 3, go. Yes, A Hunger for God by John Piper. Because you have nibbled so long at the table of the world, your soul is stuffed with small things, many things, and there is no room for God. May this remind us, youth, that lahat tayo, nothing will happen. All things, all are vanity. All things are boring without God in our lives. Do not be mistaken. Yung mga panandali ang sideline, panandali ang inuman, panandali ang gimmick. This, at the end, this will all be vanities and emptiness, and life will be boring without God. Take heed of Solomon's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, sa paalala mo sa mga kabataan na narito ngayon, O God, that nothing really matters in this earth or in their lives without you, O Father. Thank you, O Father, for reminding us to remember the youth in the Bible and how you use them and the effect of not following you, O Father. I pray for each and everyone. Lord, I dedicate each and everyone. Help them, Lord, remember. Remember you, their Creator. Bless them, O God, and take them away from the small things in this world and find the great thing, find the great one, and that's you. Thank you, O Lord. We glorify you. We praise you, O Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.